Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to show number 3 in my 8-week series on men leaving a legacy. Today, we're going to dive into the subject of change and the fears that men struggle with on this journey called life. My guest today is Adrian Boniardi. I hope I'm saying your name right, Adrian. Adrian was born in Mar del Plata, Argentina, 1 year before Armstrong stepped on the moon, as he so adorably quoted in one of our conversations. He has one younger sister who is a musician. Adrian's two biggest life passions were and still are diving and music. He claims to have been so immersed in these two activities that in adolescence he neither felt the desire nor the need to attend college. To this day, these two pastimes have encompassed his whole life. Living in Miami, Florida has allowed him to live his life and life and purpose so vibrantly and authentically with the help of nature's resource and healing medium, of course, the water. Actually, Adrian experienced his own spiritually and transforming event, which I will let him share with all of you listeners, which led him directly to his God-given gift, healing people through water. He refers to himself as an awakening life coach. His business, Meditar, once again, I hope I said that right, awakens people to address to their life issues. Today, both Adrian and I have chosen to focus on the subject of change and the fears that are connected to that change specifically in the lives of men. We're going to talk about how to help men learn to cope with these fears connected to those life changes. Adrian has graciously extended 3 free sessions to any callers, so please do dial in. Once again, any of you listeners, the number is 1-917-889-3818. We will also be welcoming and accepting questions, so please do feel free to call in. Don't be shy. I know often listeners are. What Adrian's doing is really so amazing and fascinates me to no end. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Adrian onto the show. Adrian, hello.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. Very good.
Great. I've been so fascinated, honestly, Adrian, with your coaching practice in the months, you know, since we befriended each other. And I'm so happy to have this opportunity for the listeners to learn more about the work that you do and how therapeutic water can be in healing and helping people move forward in life. So if we could start off, first of all, and bear in mind that we have 30 minutes when I say, would you briefly share? I know every question that I always ask could go on easily for a half an hour. So in order to get all the content in, this big, huge question, as briefly as you could share with the listeners, take us along your awakening experience that you've so often mentioned that spiritually transformed your life and led you to your calling of helping people through the medium of water.
Sure. Thank you, Linda, first for inviting me. It's a really big honor and pleasure to be here. And I want to thank everybody that might be listening for the same reason. What maybe most people don't know is that before all that happened, I was always a skeptic. I never believed in anything out of the ordinary, anything that was not scientifically, if you want to call it.
Right.
But at the same time, I always, since little boy, I always felt without any explanation that I was missing something, that it was something else that I couldn't understand, I couldn't explain. So because I didn't or I couldn't, I just did the only thing I could do back then, but just let it go, whatever.
Right, right.
So because of that, I struggled in a lot of different personal aspects and denied aspects of myself because it wasn't manly to behave, to have certain emotions and all that stuff. I wasn't aware, well, what to think or whatever, and I was just rejecting aspects of myself that I didn't know basically how to handle.
Mm-hmm.
One time after something happened, something triggered me to ask questions that I have been ignoring for a very long time, just basically because I didn't know the answers. I got tired, I got upset, I realized that I got to that point in time doing the best that I felt I was doing. I was following, quote-unquote, most of the rules that I learned through my life, and still, I wasn't getting the result that I thought, that I hoped I should be getting. So I got very upset, very depressed, frustrated, and all the bad emotions that you can name. And I got very upset with life, with what we call God and whatever. And I began asking what was going on, what wasn't happening. And but I don't know, Linda, it was a very extreme moment for me. It wasn't a real big deal event, but apparently I got to the turning point where I said, that's it, this is enough.
Let me ask you, sorry for interrupting 1 second, Adrian, because I know we have a half an hour and I still want to get into all the great stuff that I wanted to ask you. Something happened when you were diving, or was there something particular one day in the water?
No, something in my personal life that triggered me to ask questions. Had nothing to do until that point with the water.
I think the listeners would love to know, at least I would love to know, what brought you to the water and how can we connect the healing properties of the water to be able to give the listeners, my listeners that are out there today, some tips and tools on how to deal with fear.
I'm going there.
Okay, great.
Up to that time, I have been diving for 25 years.
Great.
I was in the water. I was working and I was diving for fun and I was in the water. But until that event triggered me, I never dared to ask. I wasn't aware of anything. Because of it, that pushed me to ask questions. So one day when diving, I was working as a commercial diver, and I was feeling very overwhelmed that day and very deep emotions, and I was under the water, and I just decided to close my eyes, stop what I was doing. I was under a boat, a big boat, and I closed my eyes and relaxed for a second, and it was a very sublime experience. And I hear something in my head asking if I was feeling okay, if I was enjoying the moment. At first, I didn't know what was happening, what was going on. And the next thing that I realized is surely other people other than me could enjoy what I was experiencing, and everything makes sense in one moment. Until that time, I never realized that I had been meditating underwater for a very, very long time without knowing what meditation even was, because of the judgment that I always attribute to meditation with religious connotations or whatever it can be.
Right. That's amazing. So basically what you're doing is you're taking, let's say, working with other people and clients now and taking them into the water and using the water as a form of meditation. That's amazing. Let me kind of switch over for 1 second and ask a few questions.
Sure.
Okay, so if let's say, well, first of all, I should go back to the listeners. You know, you so graciously offered 3 sessions. Those 3 sessions, that free sessions that you are offering, I would assume, just to clarify, that those are sessions that either could be long distance, telephone, or Skype, that would be just basic talking back and forth, obviously, unless you and I want to put them on a plane to come to Florida to meditate with you underwater, which I would love to do, then that may not be happening. So is that the form of the sessions that you are offering?
Exactly. Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so there are 3 free sessions out there for anyone that would like to call in. We talked about, let's just say, Meditar. Okay, that's how you say your company? Meditar?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you take people, well, I'll say today, for men, underwater, solo or in a group, and are you teaching them? What technique are you teaching them how to meditate, and then they're meditating underwater together with you? And how would you use that to deal with fears? Because you remember when we spoke the other day and we had both chosen and you had said changes. You had talked about life changes and fears and how you try and deal. I know the water is a very and extremely calming force for me personally.
Yes, absolutely. First, Linda, let me clarify that all that it happens underwater doesn't happen in 1 hour or two. It's a process. It's not one-time deal.
Okay.
First, the person needs to know the basic skills to be able to breathe and feel comfortable being underwater.
When, you teach that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a diving instructor. One of the things that I love to do the most. So I show them how to be comfortable underwater. Then the person has to be ready to allow all the things that it might have, all the blockages that it might have inside, to come outside during the process underwater. The water, what allows us is a vehicle to release some blockages that we are not even aware we have.
Right.
While meditating outside in regular meditation settings, we still feel the link from gravity. When we are sitting or in whatever method we choose for the meditation.
That's amazing.
Doesn't happen under the water.
Adrian, we have a caller in the queue. I'm sorry to interrupt you, who would just like to say hello. I don't think she specifically has a question, so I'm going to just call out to her and interrupt you for 1 second. Donna, are you there?
I am here, Linda.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Great. Yourself?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I'm so glad that you called in. Adrian, Donna is on the line. Donna, I don't know if you can come up with a question. Adrian is still going to give you a free session whether you have a question or not. So it's completely up to you.
Well, this is just so wonderful. Thank you so much for this beautiful gift. And actually, here's a quick question. It's funny because I just came back from the ocean and I went snorkeling. And I got really, I got really tensed up, which surprised me because I love the water. So what do you think might have brought on that tension? I felt like really insecure, and all of a sudden, I think it was a lot of fear of maybe, I don't know what it could have been, but what could have tensed me up as I dove?
Adrian, are you there?
Yes. It could have been a lot of different reasons. Is this the first time that you do snorkeling?
It was the second time that I did it, but it was a long, long time in between the two sessions. And I think I was just so overly excited with these, like, all this expectation. I wanted to see all, like, I really wanted to connect. My intention was, when I went in, was I really wanted to connect with what I was going to see. And I was actually surprised because what I was connecting with was all my resistance.
Yeah. It's so interesting, Adrian. I'm sorry for interrupting. You know, Dawn, it's so interesting that I was just thinking to myself and just mentioning this to my producer that I find the water, just like you, so exciting and so fascinating that there's no way that you could take a show like this and just limit it to only men, because this is something women are just going to jump on. If it's all right, Adrian and Donna, if I can leave all that to the two of you to do in your pre-session, Donna, I think that would be a great place to start. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and if you would send all your contact information to info@AuthenticYouMedia.com.
Okay, I'll reach out to you to get that information.
That would be amazing. Then you and Adrian can be in touch, and that's a topic that the two of you, I'm sure, can go on and on, which I could get involved in as well, and we'd be here till next weekend. Donna, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
and
you,
enjoy
Donna.
Your,
thanks a lot.
Enjoy your session.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Adrian.
Yes.
Hi, okay, we're back. Let me ask you a question. What top 2-3 fears, if you could, do you most often see that men experience and struggle with when you take them underwater? Can you find a common thread? One or two?
When I take him underwater, I think one of the main fears is they never have been underwater or have an experience with snorkeling or anything. One fear that we all have, the fear of the unknown.
Love
what,
that.
What you expect. Would I be a silly trying to do something that I've never done? Fear of ridicule. Fear of ridicule, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Can you think of another one that just comes to your mind? You know, are there, I'm sure you take both men and women underwater, but specifically because this is a series all about men, I was just wondering if there's anything else that could come to your mind other than fear of the unknown.
There are very basic fears, Linda, fear of drowning, fear of not being able to do what they are asked to do.
You kind of mean like expectations, like what other people expect of you or your own expectations of yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Can you think of one more? I'm just trying to pinpoint them. I know I'm putting you on the spot, and I apologize, Adrian, but I think, we only have 10 minutes left. Time flies right by, and I'd love to be able to see if we could pinpoint a few. You know, if we say, okay, one fear is fear of the unknown, another one would be expectations. Then I would ask you if you could offer two tips or one or two tools that you could think of that men might want to consider if and when they feel, obviously, you know, we all need to feel ready to face our fears, right? So if they were thinking of doing an underwater meditation, or is it more that it just kind of comes up and that's just kind of, you know, how you work. So I'm not really clear.
One of the main things, Linda, would be to get rid of any expectations of any results that they might get.
That's great.
Just be open to the experience itself.
Mm-hmm.
Try to leave ego outside.
Great.
It doesn't matter what anybody thinks about what you're doing.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you can believe in that anything is going to happen through it. Just open to whatever it might come. You might get a surprise of something that you never saw, that you might experience, that you might feel.
Right.
It could be quite overwhelming, just because ego has his own agenda and his own belief, and sometimes it produces a great blockages.
That's amazing. That's really great. You see, that's why so many of us, I know, I mean, obviously I'm speaking for myself from the female gender, not from the male, in that I find the water very calming, very tranquilizing,
and it is.
It just has that kind of calming effect, even the waves itself.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but then again, when I think of water, can also at the same time, Adrian, bring up the same fears. And once again, I can only speak for myself. I have daughters, so I can't really. If I had sons, maybe I could, you know, have more insight into this. The fear, there's a lot of fears that come along once again, like with, you know, the unknown things in my imaginative mind that I think of that are either living in the water or, you know, at the floor of the water, or things that can happen catastrophically in our world, you know, tsunamis and whatever. So the force of the water and the duality of that is just so fascinating to me. For anyone that is, so just like our caller, Donna, and I want to thank her so much for calling in. I do apologize because our time is so short. I wanted to just ask you if you could suggest or recommend to anyone who was interested in using the water as a form of dealing with their fears. I'm that one person who will go on a trip and think about scuba diving and snorkeling and dream, but I won't do it. I'm afraid. I'm a chicken, S-H-I-T. I've tried a lot of other things in my life. That's one thing that, so if I get to Miami or get to Florida, unless you want to come to California, I'm not trying it with anyone else but you.
And I will.
That's amazing. Okay, great. You know, it's just so interesting. We talked about change, and unfortunately we only have like 6 minutes left. The time really flies by. If you could kind of connect to, you know, we talked about life changes and how men go through experience so much fear when it comes to life and changes. How can the water and the work that you do help them? Give one or two.
Like with anything else, we only can help those that are open to help themselves.
Right.
Otherwise, we cannot do anything for anybody. So once a person, man or woman, is open to change and to whatever they are experiencing that they don't like, that is a direct order to our subconscious that we are ready to something new. Whatever this might be, that's the place that I was at one point. I realized that I wasn't going where I wanted, and I knew that I had to change. I have no idea in what way and where. What men can do or women can do is be open for questions, to ask questions, no matter how deep. The deeper, the better.
And that's great.
Be open to the answer that might come to you. Don't try to rationalize any answer. Just be open to whatever it might come. It might be something that you're not expecting at all.
Right.
And that might contradict everything that you knew. Because if you knew the answer to the question you're asking, you wouldn't be asking it in the first place.
That's amazing. You see, it's just so interesting. As you're speaking, and I'm just making mental notes to myself, I'm thinking about surrendering, total, complete surrendering, and just understanding that the art of allowing means letting go.
Yes, absolutely.
Without any answers. And then with that, there are always these blessed miracles, and they can be so small or be so huge within seconds of each other or at the same time. One thing, you know, can happen. Something just comes into your mind as you just kind of try and clear. And once again, I can see kind of how that meditation is working. And I'm still so fascinated about it, obviously. Who knows? If there are listeners that want to learn more about the work that you do, the meditations that you do, can you give us a website or whatever?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I prepare something for your listeners, Linda, that they can get in regard to their fears. They can go to my website, underwatermeditation.com.
Wonderful.
Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I prepare something for them, and they can be free to dig around the website, find any information that they want. I have something related with the coaching aspect, too, that can go in the water or out of the water as well. This is the offer that we are making of today.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Adrian. That's underwatermeditation.com.
/radio.
/radio. So everybody, all you listeners that are out there, we did get a little bit kind of carried off for a few minutes today, but I think this is our little miracle that we're going to have and gift that Adrian is giving us. I'm definitely going to go check this out myself. Once again, it's underwatermeditation.com. www.thewaterfront.com/radio. And once again, you all don't want to have to be in the water. For any of you that are on the East Coast, I know it's in the 70s and gorgeous right now, but being near water would be just so amazing. Do know that Adrian is based in North Miami in Florida, and that he is available for underwater meditations and coaching sessions. We have 6 minutes left for any of the listeners that are out there that want to call in. Please do. Yes?
I want to also offer my email if anybody wants to contact me. It's
okay.
meditar@underwatermeditation.com.
Amazing.
If you want to spell it for me.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. meditar@underwatermeditation.com.
Amazing. You know, I just think the whole idea of doing underwater meditation is just so amazing. And for so many, well, once again, women, but men that are out there that can be strengthened just by the forces of the water and using that as a form of meditation is just so amazing. Obviously, Adrian, when we do relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the word that comes to my mind, not just the letting go and everything else. Forcing ourselves through the breathing and then allows us to relax, and we do open up for things to come. I have one or two closing questions which connect and relate directly to my series, and that is, in leaving your legacy of work that you're doing with underwater meditations, if there were two or three characteristics or words that you could think of that people might use to just describe you and the mark that you left behind, how would you like to be remembered?
In the way that somebody that made something to make the world a better place for all.
Wonderful.
Brought some questions to people's minds.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's really great. It's for people. I guess you're really so much all about being open, and I so understand that being Canadian, being not having grown up in the United States anyhow, and understanding if you're from Argentina, right? You're South American. You're South American Miami, and Europeans have such a South Americans have such a wonderful, refreshing mentality, which I think is something we all need to really pay a lot of attention to. So in so many ways, I believe that men have almost gotten the short end of the stick when it comes to developing life skills in how to be able to deal with their feelings and their emotions. Do you have any closing thoughts about that?
Yes. Men have all those baggage on their shoulders.
Right.
Just because that's how society makes it. Since time began for men, those are the rules that we accepted without really accepting them. What about if we let those rules go by, see what comes up without any rule to follow, just open a blank page without any previous conception about how it should be, and just let it be, allow it to be whatever it has to be?
I love that. That's just beautiful. You couldn't have answered my last closing question any better. I think that's so true. When I think about men, I just kind of say bad rap. That, you know, there's so many men out there that have not only great thoughts and emotions, obviously they have great things to say, but things that connect them, you know, really to the world and life and what it's all about. Your work is really so fascinating. It's so innovative and refreshing. Like I said, I myself love to sit by the ocean and feel the breeze and the tranquility of the waves, yet I still have a lot of fears connected to the ocean. So I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. It's my pleasure to have you. I know just to get into the kind of work that you do would take the longest time to be able to discuss. So I think the fact that for all you listeners out there, just get to Adrian's website and you'll learn all about him. And once again, there is a great treat, an audio treat out there. I would like to have all you listeners join me in next week in show number 4 in my Legacy series.
Sure.
My guest will be Jim Roberts. He is a midlife heart coach. We will be talking about men and how to help them connect to their heart, learning to trust themselves and opening up to soulmate love. I hope to see you all next Wednesday, March 28th at 4 p.m. I'm wishing all my listeners a safe and wonderful week in the 5 seconds left. Thank you all for listening and for Donna for calling in. All my love. See you next week.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks.